I'm Brianna McHenry.
And I'm Stephanie Della Porta, and we are your guides for the When in Bloom podcast.
Join us weekly as we include tips, tricks, and alignment tools that support us on our personal journeys,
bringing you back to the knowing that you have all that you need within you to bloom. Hello to all the star girls and star boys, because we are all children of the stars, tuning into this very special episode today. We welcome your beautiful energy from wherever you are in the world.
Welcome. It's so good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, yeah, I'm really excited for today.
For us, it's been a while actually since me and Brianna connected, although it never seems like that on the podcast.
I feel like we said that like each episode, we're like, we haven't connected in forever. And it's been like more than 7 days.
That's a long time for us. Yeah. This will be our second time opening the Akashic Records for all of the listeners of this podcast, past, present, and future. So however you want to receive this today, whether keeping your eyes closed or open, sitting down, or moving about, will be perfect for your journey. As you listen, keep an open heart, an open mind, and allow the messages to flow over you and through you like water, taking what you need and releasing what you don't.
Ooh, sorry, I was like connecting to get a message, and it was just coming through that like we're so divinely guided, and to just like fully allow that to like kind of take the lead, and it's okay. And I'm really excited to hear the message that you got in the records.
All right, I love that. Here we go. Open, open, open your heart. Let the love in. There is no need to have a cage around your heart. Open them up. Breathe. Allow your ribs to expand, this cage to open. Let your heart fly free. This is a time that is heralding an age of light, a new type of light. The return of the Lemurian light, these diamond light codes, back to the earth. This is a time where we become more heart-centered, more heart-focused, and in doing so, we must open our hearts. Rise, rise, open your hearts. Allow the radiance and the love and the light to shine through, to pour through like water, embracing all of the elements around you. This is your time to connect with the earth through connecting with your own physical body. Your body is your home, your vessel, your vehicle for this earthly experience. In order for you to have this human experience, you must have a body. Get to know your body. Immerse yourself in the elements. Drink pure, clean water. Consume the fruits, the vegetables, and the bounty of the land. Place your feet in the soil, your hands on a tree. Listen with your ears to the way the wind caresses the leaves, to the birds that bring forth messages of flight. Ignite the fire, the passion within you. Connect with the stars above and below. During this equinox, this is a portal of balance, finding equilibrium within in order to experience it outside of you. You have to balance this earth side, this human part of you, with your eternal self, your soul, to remember that in this life, you are not one or the other, but you are both, both made of the earth and made of the stars. It does not have to be one or the other. The way to open your heart is to balance your scale within. Balancing these parts of yourself that you have yet to accept or that you have denied. You may feel as if you are going in circles and circles. Remember that this is a very special shape in the universe, the circle, the shape of the planet, the shape of a star, a portal, a pattern, a rhythm, a cycle. It is never ending, the circle. It feeds into itself, a cycle of death and rebirth, the cycle of life. The cycle of your soul is a circle. It has no beginning and it has no end because it always just was. I am, I am. The more you feel unbalanced within yourself, the more you will see the unbalance in the world. The moments, those times that you feel unbalanced, move your body, bring it back into homeostasis. Do the opposite of what you feel. If you feel slow, move a little faster. Move your body faster. Dance. If you feel as if you are spinning and going too fast, lay down on the earth with your eyes closed and relax. There is no need to force. There is no need to push. The more that you become in tune with yourself, the more that you know yourself, the less resistance you will feel to pause, to integrate. If the world around you is moving too fast, too many decisions are being made, too many changes all at once, then this is your opportunity to balance that out. Do the opposite and slow down, however that looks for you. Some of you may feel as if you are on a boat and one day the boat is rocky, the ocean is loud and raging. And other days it may feel like the sun is out and the waters are calm. And to this we say, remember that you are the captain of your own ship. Although you may not have control of the waters, you have control over your course, over your path. In the same way the sailors use the stars to guide themselves home, find your true north. Follow your star, the star of your heart, the star of your soul. Your soul is the star that you follow. You are made of stardust. You are made of the stars. You are an embodiment of radiance, embodiments of starlight. Allow your soul to guide your course. Steer your ship in the direction of your soul, and you will never be lost. Even if you do not know what is at the end of your destination, where the journey will lead you. The more you trust, the less you resist, the more you will find that things will flow. It will all come together. You will meet the right people. You will make the right connections. For when you trust, you allow the universe to unfold before you like a beautiful flower that has been planted. Each petal opening up at the time that it is supposed to, not rushed by anything or anyone, but knowing when it is time for it to bloom. And in that same way, you are that flower waiting to bloom. As each petal unfolds itself to you, as a gift or a talent or a soul memory begins to unfold, petal by petal, experience by experience. Sometimes the more it unfolds, the less you realize that you know. It is okay not to know every detail. It is okay not to know what will happen tomorrow, a week, a month, a year from now. That is all part of the journey, the beauty of the process. A caterpillar does not go into a cocoon knowing the color of their wings. They trust that when they are ready to emerge from the darkness into the light, they will be transformed into something more beautiful than they could have imagined. They will no longer be limited to the ground, but will be able to fly. Have you allowed yourself the same process? Are you ready to reclaim your wings? Trust your journey. the beautiful unfolding. Allow your soul to guide you home. Your soul and your physical body are not separate from one another. Work with your body. Get to know your body. It is the vessel, the vehicle of your soul that allows you to have this human experience. Honor your body. Cherish your body. You have everything you need already within you.
That was so beautiful. And I would like to invite everyone to close their eyes if it is safe to do so. And if it's not, you can totally do this with your eyes open and just place two hands on your heart. And breathe into that heart space and allow it to open up that energy and receive this message. There was so much that came through, and we want to allow it to integrate with our energy. And just take some deep breaths. And then come on back when you're ready.
That was so good. Thank you. Those breaths were so needed. I don't know about you, but I was actually, as I was saying that out loud, I was getting some more messages where I feel like what the Akashic guides were trying to say about balance is that, especially with what's going on in the world, is that you need to feel the fear and the negativity in order to master it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like the key isn't to avoid it. The key is to work through it. And this is also similar to how other star races and planets have transcended from lower dimensions into higher ones. Yeah. And also the Akashic guides spoke of the equinox. So
Yeah, right.
It's very powerful. So the fall, or you can call it the autumn equinox, it's actually happening this year on Wednesday, September 22nd. And this happens twice each year where the sun crosses the celestial equator. And then this is when day and night are of approximate equal length. And equal can actually be synonymous with balance, right? With like equilibrium.
Oh my God. Okay. That makes so much sense. Cause it's like Libra season too, like right on the equinox.
Yes. The scale. That's so, that makes sense. Why the message of the scales are coming through. I love when this comes full circle all the time.
Yeah.
And this equinox, this specific one is a huge portal of energy. And I do believe the Lemurian energy is returning. So if you, if any of you that are listening, feel a resonance with Lemuria, if you know that you have had past lives there, this is an exceptional time for you to connect with your Lemurian roots, which really focuses on nature, the elements, tree beings, fairies, dragons, unicorns, whales, dolphins, community, tribe, just all the good stuff. It's definitely like a very, I feel that like a very, large amount of water energy, which also makes sense because the full moon, which is the day before the equinox, is in Pisces.
Yeah, of course. And with the Lumerians too, I've been talking to them a lot lately. And actually yesterday they gave me the message that they were so love-based and they were so light, like their energy was so light and love-based, and that the density of like this humanness that other people were putting onto them is something that kind of created the fall of their civilization, was like stepping out of the love that they are, that they know they are, and like tapping into like the fear and the judgment and the lower energies. And it was like a little bit of a catalyst. So that totally goes with what you were saying too.
Yes. And that actually makes sense because we're going through the opposite of that now, which means that the balance of that will be this beautiful heart-centered energy again and this sort of new earth. So that's so amazing. Another message I'm receiving right now as well, that if you're feeling out of balance, you can also take a look at your own Merkaba light body. So we use these Merkaba light bodies to astral travel and to function energetically on Earth. And even Gaia, Earth, has her own Merkaba as well. And I learned about this because I did a workshop not too long ago with Alfadia Herrera from Elemental Beings. If you want to check her out, she's incredible. So basically, the Merkaba light body is a combination of two tetrahedrons, which is the sacred geometry matrix that all of life exists within. So there is a male tetrahedron, which is known as the sun tetrahedron, which points up to the heavens, channeling energy down from the universe to the earth plane, and it spins to the right. And then the female tetrahedron, known as the earth tetrahedron, points downwards, drawing energy up from the earth beneath us, and it spins to the left. So when these are spinning out of balance, or they become stuck or stagnant, this is when these issues can begin to manifest in your life. And these could be such as physical illness, anxious or paralyzing fear-based thoughts, even abundance issues. So it could be that it's spinning too fast or too slow, or the individual tetrahedrons are spinning in the wrong directions. So
please tell us how you can work on it, because the Merkaba has been coming up so much for me.
Yeah, I've been trying to work on that myself when I learned about it from the last new moon workshop that I went to. So there's so many different ways you can work on it, but obviously it's always with intention. So to work on your Merkaba light body, you can meditate and visualize your Merkaba spinning in the right directions and at the right speed, or you can even carry, I've been trying to find one, the crystal Merkabas, around with you every day. And you actually can use the power of entrainment. You can Google more about what that means, but it's basically the synchronization of neural activity to the frequency of repetitive external stimuli. So it's like the constant visual of something actually entrains your brain to receive the frequency. So you end up synchronizing your frequencies. And this is like a proven scientific thing. So if you carry a Merkaba crystal around with you, and I still need to find one, I just haven't found the right one. You know what I mean? Like,
I found one at a crystal shop, but at this crystal shop, they had like a huge piece of heated citrine that they were selling as natural citrine. And I was like, I can't buy crystals from you. I don't trust you anymore.
That's what it is. I found one too, and it just felt kind of like plastic, and I just didn't like it. So I'm waiting. The right one's going to come along, but I can't wait. I mean, actually, even in saying all this, you can even print it out. As long as you're visually, it's like a visual stimuli and you're seeing it, it's going to entrain your brain to match that frequency. Yeah. And it'll help your own Merkaba light body just kind of get back into sync and get back into balance. So the power of visualization is strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were such beautiful messages. I'm excited to hear what you received in your Akashic records.
Yay. Me too. I always forget. So I'm excited too. Here we go. Be easy, tread lightly, go gentle on yourself. You do not need to know all of the answers right now. You just need to listen and act one foot in front of the other. It's okay that you don't know where you're going. Because when you don't know where you are going, you are being divinely led, one foot in front of the other. I see you're reaching up high. You're reaching at the top of a pedestal. That is where you're trying to go. But what if you took that pedestal and you brought it down to the same level as you? You embraced it. And you took off and you flew off on your journey together. What if you took all of the external noises and the external voices and you gently hugged them and remembered that you're experiencing them, for you're holding this within you. Do not try and control the situation. You are here to be a divine conduit. You are here to help others, and you will help others the most when you simply get out of the way and shine. When you simply get out of the way and lead. When you simply get your ego out of the way and drop into your soul. What is your why? The why is for the world. It's for the ascension. It's to better people, to better those around you, to better those you love. And you will do that. Imagine you are on a rope and you have to climb all the way up this rope, and you have to release any beliefs that you're holding on to and fully clear them in order to ascend up the rope. If you need to rest and you need a break, then do that. Be that example. Put that out into the world. Fully embody what you are saying. Step into what you are saying. Step into your message, and people will resonate with you. You cannot tell people to rest and then not rest yourself.
There is a lot of mirroring in our messages, and they really complement each other so well. That message of rest is also one that we have both been receiving individually too. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, we have. And I know for me, when I don't listen to my messages, especially my message of rest, it just shows up as crippling anxiety, and all I can do is lay in bed.
I can't say that I haven't experienced that before. I think that's pretty common too. For myself, I've been getting the message to really get out of the digital world.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm finally listening.
Oh my God. When you said that, I heard get out of the digital world and into the energetic world.
That's actually what it is. That's literally what it's all about. I mean, I'm surrounded by nature. Currently, we are living in a bus that's been converted into like a mini home for 3 more weeks, because we're here for a month until we move into our apartment. And I'm literally surrounded by it. I don't even have an excuse. I've got this beautiful ocean view. The ocean is only 8 minutes away. I'm surrounded by nature, trees and forests and sunshine and rain, because it rains here. It's been raining a bit, but it's just so beautiful. And I think you're absolutely right. It's getting out of this other world into the energetic world.
Yeah. And we've been asking and calling in like that belief to be cleared for a while, because we are really clearing that belief that like we need to work a 9-to-5. We need to like be a part of the world that we have been conditioned to believe is the only world that we can be a part of, or like the only world that there is. And we're literally stepping into this space of unconventional living and unconventional life. And part of unconventional living is like just solely listening to your guidance. And you can't sit here and preach listening to your inner guidance without fully surrendering and listening to it yourself. And I think it's just such a beautiful like experience.
I know. And everything you're saying, my physical world is also mirroring that, because where I'm living right now and where I will be living, there's food grown everywhere. There's fruits and vegetables everywhere. It's a permaculture farm, basically. And, you know, with this bus, I mean, we have a natural composting toilet. So it's literally like conserving water and using the sun to power, you know, to solar power the electricity. And it's just such an unconventional way of living, but it's really coming back to this remembrance that we have all that we need already on this planet. So, and embracing it, kind of what the message was in the records.
Yeah. Yep.
embracing all the elements within and around us. So yeah, I'm definitely living up to that. That's kind of where my energy has been lately, but I have been feeling the strong call to really also find balance with the information I've been consuming as well. So I've been feeling the call to take a step away from the digital world, which I've been feeling like we couldn't do because we have a podcast, but I'm realizing now that it's going to actually benefit the podcast so much more because we're going to come back refreshed and renewed and really tapped in.
Yeah. We'll be clear. We'll be clear. We don't need the noise of anything else. Yeah. Instagram now is just crystals.
I haven't been on because I've been taking a break.
For the last month, all I see is crystals. And I'm like, because I didn't realize that people sell crystals online, like on Instagram. And then when I did, I was like, oh, okay, I can make it so I only see beautiful crystals. Sold.
That's what it is, right? The universe is an algorithm. So it's the same as social media. It just pulls in the energy that you're putting out. So if you're putting out crystals, you're just going to keep seeing crystals. So it's really just, that's what I want to do. I want to take some time away also because I have a Lemurian retreat coming up for the next week that I'm really excited to just kind of immerse myself in and actually give myself time to integrate because I'm one of those people that likes to learn things and then continues to want to learn and learn. Like I'm never satisfied with enough information. I just want more. So this is going to really allow me to integrate everything and come back feeling renewed and refreshed and just re-energize and just basically like expanding my own cellular matrix to like embody more light. And more of these codes, these crystalline codes that are coming through. So I'm very excited for that. And I'm glad me and you are listening to our messages of rest. It's so funny because we got them at the same time. We literally texted each other.
Within a few hours.
Yeah. So with that being said, to all our beautiful listeners, we are taking a break from the podcast for the next week. So there won't be an episode coming out after this one, but this is a wonderful time for you all to catch up on all the other episodes, because when we come back, we are looking to finally do our giveaway, which we've been talking about.
Giveaway that we've literally been talking about since before, I think, we actually put episodes out.
I know, but I feel like we're ready and we'll come out with all the details for that. So definitely catch up on the episodes and just also take some time away from the digital world as well, if you're feeling the call to do that.
Yeah. And integrate everything that you have been receiving. If you are like really caught up on the episodes too, I am inviting you to take this break with us as well and just fully integrate everything that you've been receiving. It's actually coming in now that like this podcast in general and our energy is like an energetic upgrade, and that in itself can be tiring. And that's why we're feeling the call and the need to rest, because even just like with all of like the beautiful guests that we have and like the exchange of our own energy, that in itself needs to like slowly be integrated within the body.
Yes. I'm so happy you said that. And I love the way that you explain that, because also being the guides and the hosts of this podcast, we're creating this energetic container for past, present, and future listeners. So that's also can be a little draining on our own energy if we're not constantly filling up our own cup. So yeah, I think this is a sacred time for everybody. And this is just such a beautiful time to take that rest and to really allow your body to integrate these new energies that are coming in from the autumn equinox, this huge portal of energy that's going to upgrade our own individual matrices within our bodies. And also the full moon that's coming up the day before in Pisces. So there's going to be a lot of water energy. So get your crystals ready, get them charging. You know, if you have a body of water that's near you, a lake, an ocean, go definitely spend some time there. You know, take that extra bath, that long bath, and allow yourself to just really receive all of these energetic upgrades that are coming through during this portal.
Yeah. And with the, I have been getting the message recently to start healing the water too. So you can do a little ritual, taking like a container of water and setting your intentions in it and whatever it is that you want, and release that back into a body of water. And if you don't live near a body of water, you could release it into like just the ground, because it'll all go back together. But your frequency with that water is going to really make a big difference, which makes me really excited, because with the new moon that we had, I did this big intention setting all around self-love and compassion for yourself and compassion for others. And I made moon water. So I think that is like, it's like, hello, give me back to the earth. So to help kind of heal the water that is on the planet.
I love it. And it's energetically charged, the water. So it's just beautiful. This cycle, I remember them speaking about in the messages that came through today. So it's just this beautiful cycle of regeneration. And it's just kind of, it just feeds off one another and it pours into one another. So yeah, this is going to be a very potent and magical time.
And I also want to tie in some of the teachings of just autumn in general. Like, this is such a beautiful time to really tap into that death that you can go through. And nature does it all of the time. So look to nature to see how beautiful death can be. And that doesn't mean like a physical death. It means like an ego death, like a part of you that no longer is serving you, that's no longer alive within you. Allow it to die and then allow it to rest so it can come back and be even bigger and brighter the next season of your life, that moment. And yay, this episode was so beautiful. I'm very excited to hear your thoughts and if you connected with it. Yeah, so no episode next week, and you know where to connect with us. We don't need to keep saying it, but you do need to connect with us. You need to join us on Telegram. And I know we're going to step away from social media, but still we'll connect with you there or wherever, even if you have like a better idea of where to connect. We're always open for that. And have a beautiful time of resting and integration. And we will connect with you all soon.